The World Health Organization has confirmed new research that up to one half of all Alzheimer's conditions can be prevented or reduced. So why aren't we hearing more about this? We've had with us the founder of Healthcare Impact Foundation, Chuck Stetson, to give us some insight into this. Good morning, Chuck.
Alzheimer's is one of the five chronic diseases that is a phenomenon of the last 100 years. It didn't exist before that. And the reason for this phenomenon is we sit too much these days. We eat terrible food. We don't watch our weight. And we drink too much. By doing this, we're cutting our life short by over 10 years at costs which government insurance companies cannot sustain.
Can you explain a little bit about how this is impacting Alzheimer's or dementia? What are some of the things that are, obviously eating healthy, exercising is a benefit just for the well-being and the health of your overall health. How is this really impacting what people are being diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, what you do is that people, when they hit 65, a lot of them start to retire and they sit around. They can't sit around. If they want to sit around, they're going to be a lot more susceptible to Alzheimer's. They have to keep active. It's an active body, physical exercise, and also an active mind. One of the things they found out is that if you do crossword puzzles and the like, and we've heard a little bit about that, but you can actually create neurons in the brain. So instead of being in the decline, you can actually reverse some of this. And this is, in fact, what we really need to do. This is what the World Health Organization is really validating.
Talk a little bit about this creation of globalbetterhealth.org. What is that site, and how does that help out in this?
Well, the research has been out there for a couple of years. The World Health Organization is just bringing the consensus of the scientific community behind it. But what we did is, we came up with original content to help explain it. We worked with 380 family offices around the world, meeting 3 to 4 times a year in 19 cities in 6 countries and 3 continents. And what people are feeding back to us is, particularly the next generation, is they know a lot of the elderly people in their family are going to get Alzheimer's. They don't want it themselves. They don't know anything about it, and they don't want to be solicited. So what we basically do is we're putting it up for free. We are funding it through our foundation, but we have original content explaining the five chronic diseases, of which Alzheimer's is the worst because it's just expanding, and we have no way to keep it under control, and it's going to wreck governments. It's going to wreck the United States government, wreck the government of China, unless we get it under control. It's going to go from $288 billion in government funding this year to, in 2050, it's going to be $1 trillion. We can't afford it. It's going to crowd out education. It's going to be a train wreck. So we have to get it under control.
Chuck, are there some governments in some countries more supportive of efforts to, sort of like crack the code here?
This is all new to a lot of people. It's been out there, but really what we're trying to do is draw attention to it. And what we've done is we've brought, working with the UN, we've brought together governments, businesses, foundations, and family offices from around the world to really focus on getting the word out. And then one of the things that we're doing is we're developing a university coalition that's global. I just was in the Middle East working with one university where we're going to be implementing, they asked us to implement a structured program on healthcare so that we get people into physical exercise, we get their weight under control, we get rid of obesity, we move diabetes down that they have, and we got to get it at the next generation. If we don't get it in the next generation, it's problematic. That's why we're focused on universities.
Is this something that is worldwide as far as the criticalness of this, or is it sort of unique somewhat to the United States, just in the way our culture is?
No, it's really the developed countries where we've had all these bad habits. And then it's now moving to the developing countries like China. As they move from the rural areas where their eating habits were good and they did physical exercise, they move to the cities. And what they go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they go to McDonald's, and they sit around in front of their computers, and they're not paying attention, and they're getting out of shape, and it's getting out of shape that's going to cut their lives short at an expense that the governments can't afford.
Again, if people want to find out more of some of this research as well as things and techniques they can do to help out, where can we go to get some good information?
Yeah, just go to globalbetterhealth.org. We put up original content there to explain the story, and then underneath it, we have the academic papers. So this is not a question of, is it something that people are thinking about? No, we have the research, and we need to get the people understand it, and we need people, both younger people, to understand it, but also people that are starting to get older. And, you know, when you retire, you cannot sit around. You have to exercise. You have to keep active, and that's one of the ways that we can postpone, even when you're in the your later years, and we indeed have to do that.
Chuck, what is your connection to this? What's your passion about this? Why is this such an interest for you?
Well, it's an interest because this is a train wreck for governments. And one of the things that family offices are, like my family office, that's some family offices are able to do, is that we have very high-level contacts. I was just with Queen Sylvia in Stockholm at her Dementia Forum last week. And, you know, that's the type of people that I hang out with. And what we're trying to do, I'm working with universities around the globe. Most people don't have those relationships. I have those relationships, and indeed we have to get on it. This is stuff that my family, I'm third generation, but my grandfather, my father, and I, we all look at stuff that needs to get done, and we have to pick and choose what we get involved in. But this is something that I care about. My father got me exercising and jogging when I was young, and it was in 1970, there were 100,000 joggers. But my doctor, Ken Cooper, he put the word aerobics on a book 51 years ago in 1968. We moved from 100,000 joggers in 1970. He had 34 million jogging. But the problem is that we now get in front of our computers, and a lot of this good work that we're doing with jogging and all is getting offset by sitting in front of computers all the time and eating pizza. We got to stop that. We've got to really focus on getting our health in a much better shape.
We appreciate your
time. Stop killing ourselves.
We appreciate your time this morning and getting us going and moving and thinking about this situation. Chuck, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bruce.